We need to be clear. Affectionate love is not feeling, having a warm feeling in our heart. That's only part of affectionate love. It's an important part. We need the warm feeling, okay? But we need to feel close as well. Okay, got that. I feel close to these few people. We need to have that feeling with regards to every living being, without exception. So how are we going to do that? How? How is that going to happen? Buddha, only an omniscient being like Buddha can give us the answer to this problem. What is his answer? He says, yeah, we may think that some people are our enemies because they're harming us. So how can we develop and maintain a warm heart and feeling close to such people? He says, this is Geshe-la saying this. This way of thinking is incorrect. Oh, okay. The people who we believe are our enemies are in reality our mothers of former lives. Our mothers of former lives and our mothers of this present life, our mother of this present life, are all our mothers and are equally kind to us. So I'm sure a lot of you have heard this teaching many times before. Maybe one or two, maybe some of you haven't heard this before. But what we need to understand from this instruction is that all living beings are our mothers, okay? And they've all been equally kind. And that this is the discrimination, this is the mental discrimination of a Buddha, an enlightened being, or at the very least a bodhisattva, or a person who's developed affectionate love, at the very least a person who developed affectionate love. We can say that person is discriminating everybody equally as their mother. Now, we know that we have a pleasant feeling when we think about our mother. We know that. We need the same feeling with respect to each and every living being without exception. This is the training. I know now, listening, maybe you are watching and listening, thinking, I don't like this. I have many objections. Yes, of course, we have many objections. We have to ask ourselves, where are those objections coming from? Where is that resistance coming from? It's not coming from a good part of our mind or even a wise part of our mind. It is only coming from an ignorant part of our mind, a negative part of our mind that doesn't want to improve ourselves. Okay, so we need not to listen to those voices. We need to listen to the voice of Buddha. Buddha Shakyamuni's teachings are perfect. Yeah, so we should try, when we're listening to these teachings on love, to put aside our objections. Buddha tries to answer some of our objections. But the thing about answering objections is the only way we'll overcome our objections is if we really want to. If we really want to overcome our ignorant, negative minds, then we will listen to this teaching and we will accept it. We'll say, oh, I never thought about this before. Every living being is my mother. My goldfish is my mother. My cat is my mother. I never thought about that before. Sounds like a good idea. I'm going to adopt that idea. Now, a person who is thinking like that, I would say has wisdom, you know? Maybe they don't have much intelligence, but they have a lot of wisdom because they're changing their mind in accordance with the instructions of an omniscient being, a Buddha. And that by doing that, they're making their spiritual training very easy. Is this not difficult at all then to generate affectionate love for all living beings? So this teaching on every living being having been our mother or is our mother, this is very important for us to know exactly how it works. So let's look. So here, what does it say? Oh yeah, in modern Buddhism, in our daily life, we see many things, many people, many different beings, humans and non-humans. We regard some as our friends, some as our enemies, but most as strangers. These distinctions are made by our mistaken minds, and they are not verified by valid minds. What is a valid mind? A valid mind is a mind that will not deceive us. Yeah, a valid mind. It will not deceive us. That mind is in accordance with the truth. As we say sometimes, in reality. Reality is the truth. So a valid mind, like the mind of a superior being, like a Buddha, Bodhisattva, that person, that mind is perceiving each and every living being as the mother of all the rest. Each one of us has been the mother of all the others many, many times over and over again. That is a valid mind. Right now, we don't have this valid mind. We don't have it yet, but we need to at least acknowledge that this is the truth. How can we do that? Rather than following mistaken minds, we should recognize and believe that all living beings are our mothers. Whoever we meet, we should think, this person is my mother. And in this way, we will generate a warm heart and feeling of being close, equally close to all living beings. If we believe this, if we believe all living beings are our mothers, this is wisdom. This is wisdom because it is understanding a meaningful object, which is that all living beings are our mothers. Through understanding this, we will experience great meaning in this life, in our countless future lives. And we should never abandon this beneficial view, this meaningful view.